Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be saved.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Anthony Danton from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA. Born and brought up in a Catholic family, he has been enormously influenced by his grandparents, parents, priests and nuns of his parish. Father Anthony, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio.
Thank you. I am Father Anthony Danton. I am a priest of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Okay. I'm the pastor at Our Lady Help of Christians in Abington and the chaplain at LaSalle High School in Winmore.
Share with us how you reach this stage today. Who are your inspirations?
Well, I think I was very fortunate to have been brought up in a family that was really founded on the faith of the Church, attending Mass as a family regularly. Certainly my day in school, especially in grade school, we went to Mass very often. We had the influence of the religious sisters. But I would have to admit that my grandparents were very influential with regards to my faith, not only the way they lived it, but the way they shared it by their example and by the way that they helped us, my sister and I, to appreciate what faith was, especially in the Catholic Church. Whenever we would go into Philadelphia, we would always visit this very popular church, St. John's, which had the Blessed Sacrament exposed every day. And I was always so impressed to see people coming in to spend time before the Blessed Sacrament in prayer. Sometimes we would go to Mass there, which was always very impressive to see the church filled with people who wanted to receive the Eucharist. So I think the influence of my parents, naturally in the home, but then, of course, the influence of my grandparents in many ways strengthened my faith and helped me to understand what it means to profess that faith. In regards to my priesthood, I was fortunate to have a number of priests in my parish who were very, very good and dedicated priests, and their faith, I think, became part of my desire to want to do to become a priest.
They were the inspiration behind
yes,
you.
Because... Yes, exactly. And, you know, they never... It pushed me, or they never, you know, tried to say this is what you should do, but just the way they ministered to the people, celebrated the Eucharist, performed certain ministries, they were such a good example to me that it helped me to see that this is what God was calling me to do. So while I was in high school, I was fortunate enough to have the Christian Brothers. We had a very good religious program, a number of priests that I was still in contact with, which helped me to decide finally when I graduated from high school to enter St. Charles Seminary, and after 8 years to be ordained a priest. Now, of course, in the many parishes that I've been working in, I've had so many opportunities not only to experience faith, but to enliven the faith of those with whom I work. And I think it's very important, as Pope Benedict has told us for the Year of Faith, that not only do we come to know our faith more clearly, to live it more clearly, but to share it as best we can during this Year of Faith. And I find that as such an important part of my ministry. Maybe, you know, at a funeral, helping someone to understand that event that has taken place in their lives, celebrating the sacrament of matrimony, helping a couple see the importance of faith that brings them together along with their love for each other, administering the sacraments, especially First Communion. What a wonderful way to instill in those children the aspect of faith, the need for faith. And of course, you know, today, many families are not as faithful as they should be with regards to the practice of their faith.
So how do you help them?
Well, I think the times that we have in school, in the classroom, and, you know, just being present and making the Eucharist something that looks meaningful to them helps them to see it as something important, and they want to, you know, be part of it and to practice it.
There is a general assumption among people that the youth are away from the church, away from religions today. Is it true?
Well, it is true, but I don't think we can let it affect us and the work that we're doing. We have to continue to minister to them. I work in a high school, okay. 1,100 students, all young men. And I always emphasize during the retreats and whenever we have community mass, the importance of what we are sharing together. And I know that some of them probably are not, you know, right now it's not affecting them, but I hope in the future they can look back on this and say, you know, what Father said or what we shared together, something that we did, you know, really influenced me and helped me now to see the importance of what my faith is.
Have you ever encountered any major challenges in your own life or there in your ministry where the faith was challenged?
Sure. I think my faith has been challenged a number of times with some of the trends that we see in society today, people who give in to that. Certainly the unfortunate situation that we find with regards to the right to life. And how do we continue to promote that message of life? The whole idea of marriage, which in many cases is being abused, you know, not being looked upon as being sacred between a man and a woman. And, you know, and then there are times when just on a regular basis, there might be someone who, you know, comes with the idea that I don't believe anymore. Why should I believe? And, you know, there's a challenge there to try and convince that person. I had a situation recently where I was speaking to one of the high school students and he said, you know, is all of this really true? Is all of this really necessary? And I said, well, look at me. I said, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe, if I didn't know that what we were teaching was true. And after we spoke for a while, he then said to me, could I go to confession? So I thought, wow, you know, in the midst of his fear, his doubt, or whatever, there was still that element that he believed.
You also said that you offer Mass on the television for some particular groups.
Yes. Well, we have a wonderful opportunity in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Every Sunday, we have a Mass broadcast on television. And different priests are brought in, and I sometimes celebrate the Mass, maybe every month, once a month. And it's the Mass of that particular Sunday. It's for the shut-ins. And it's amazing the number of people that watch it. It's a wonderful service that we offer.
What is special for this Year of Faith?
Well, I think in America, there is definitely a concerted effort on the part of our bishops to take advantage of this Year of Faith. In our parishes, we are all having very good programs, reflecting on the scriptures, time for prayer, Eucharistic adoration. With our students, we're doing things which emphasize the Year of Faith. My parish right now is in the midst of celebrating its 60th anniversary of founding. So I have said that this is a Year of Faith and a Year of Celebration. We're celebrating the Year of Faith with the Church, but we're also celebrating our Year of Celebration. Mm-hmm. So we've had a number of programs which are bringing the people together to remember, but also to celebrate faith, which is so important to our parish.
How do you think this year of faith announced by Pope Benedict XVI affected the people?
Well, as the Pope said in his document, the door of faith. So I think the door is open, and it's up to us to enter in and to experience the faith that we believe, that we know, to bring others with us, and to realize what a wonderful gift we have through baptism, receiving faith, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then continuing that in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and seeing those wonderful ways that God just continues to bless us.
That was Father Anthony Janton from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA, sharing with us his faith experiences.
Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be saved.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.